My name is Peter Himmelman, Grammy and Emmy nominated musician, author, and chief dream enabler of Big News. I'm proud to underwrite this episode of the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Discover why companies like Adobe, 3M, McDonald's, and Gap have brought in Big News' rock and roll fueled seminars to get inspired, to get insight, and to get activated. Write to me today at peter@bignews.com.
Entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builder Show, the show for entrepreneurs, business owners, and business leaders. I'm Marty Wolf, your host for the Business Builder Show, and alongside of me in the studio is my executive producer, Mr. D.C. Taylor. Hi, D.C.
Hi, Marty.
We've been chatting with our guest who I haven't announced yet, so I think we're going to have a pretty engaging conversation.
If the pre-show conversation was any hint, I think this is going to be a fun one.
Now that we've set the expectations very high, and I will get to the introduction, the Business Builder Show is distributed by C-Suite Radio, which is part of the C-Suite Network, the world's most trusted network of business executives. You can learn more about us at the C-SuiteNetwork.com. You can listen to the Business Builder Show and a bunch of other great shows on C-SuiteRadio.com. My special guest with me today is Len Green. Hi, Len. How are you?
Super. Looking forward to a good show.
I know it's going to be great. Let me do the official introduction. Leonard C. Green is the founder and chairman of the Green Group. He teaches at Babson College, the nation's number one school for entrepreneurship, where he has taught for nearly two decades. And he has had a major influence behind a couple of companies. Who are those two companies, Len?
How about Sobe Beverages and Blue Buffalo Dog Food?
Good. You got the first question right. So you had an influence on those two companies. And Len Green wrote a book that I love. It's called The Entrepreneur's Playbook. More than 100 proven strategies, tips, and techniques to build a radically successful business. Len, again, thanks for being on the Business Builder Show. I'm going to start this discussion by reading something in that's on the inside cover of your book. And we'll go at them one at a time, because this is going to be a little challenging. You say people think they need a completely original idea to build a successful company. You say they don't. Okay, I'll take the bait. Talk to me.
Let's say you wanted to start a beverage company, and the smart people would say, don't go against Coke or Pepsi. So you'd look around in the beverage section, and when we looked around the beverage section, there was a new section called Location Drinks, and it had Nantucket Nectar in it and Canadian Dry and what have you. It was a separate section in which Pepsi and Coke were not in. So the idea was, let's go into that section. And since the section was already proven, people had done their research and testing and what have you, let's go into that section and let's come up with a product that would go in, belong in that section, but would be differentiated from what's in there already, and therefore would have a great chance of being successful. And South Beach was the answer. And South Beach, nobody ever heard of before, because it eventually quickly turned into Sobe Beverages, okay, a real fun kind of drink for the targeted market, okay, of young people with lizards on it, and et cetera, et cetera. So that was a success,
okay.
Big success.
All right, okay. Let me interrupt, because what you just described sounds to me like you may have spent weeks, months, maybe years, writing a detailed business plan before you even started what you just described. Did you?
Nope.
What do you mean, nope? Talk to me.
Nope. And the answer is, you find a need in the marketplace. You examine what the competition in that particular sector is, okay? And then you start with getting your product out there and seeing whether the marketplace will buy it and rebuy it, okay? So the idea of having a business plan, circumstances change. The idea of having focus groups, they'll tell you in most cases what you want to hear. The only way to find out what's going on is to get it out into the marketplace and see if people buy it, get their feedback, etc. A better example on that, Marty, might be the Blue Buffalo dog food, cat food.
Okay,
you,
all right.
You look at the marketplace and you say, gee whiz, there's hundreds of brands out there, and most of the cans of dog food, cat food were selling anywhere from $1.50 down to 75 cents. And most of it was fillers and CRAP crap and other things with it. And there was one company, Wellness, that was 100% pure, and it was selling for about $3. So the idea was, since there is a need for a good product, and since there was only one really out there that was selling for $3 or so, why not come up with that kind of 100% pure, plus the fact that one of the partners' dog, Blue, had died of cancer. And when we found something that was had anti-cancer bits that you could put in it and would reduce the chance of cancer by 98%. The idea was, hey, you know what? We got to get that formula and we got to come up with that product, and then we can get it into the marketplace and then ask the consumer to then say, hey, compare our ingredients to your ingredients. And if dogs and cats are part of your family, don't you want to feed them the best?
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
But
wow.
There was already somebody out there who had broken the mold. Okay?
Okay.
So again, that's what I really believe in. And I think it goes over and over again. Okay. You spend too much time doing business plans because everything changes all the time.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to get in there and sell. And the marketplace will tell you whether they like your product or not.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Now, I got to interrupt you again. That sounds like it took a lot of money to do this. Like, how the heck do you... I mean, you do this from your basement? I mean, things you just described, sounds like it took a lot of money. Talk to me.
No, it takes some money to put
sure.
it in. So, and a lot of times, the money comes from family, friends, and I add a third F, fool, sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So, but again, you can get started. And, you know, there's a great case, and the guy's name is Bob Reese. He wrote a famous case where he started the TV trivia game with absolutely no money at all. He had his suppliers. He said to them, look, if you'll give me 120 days instead of 60 days, okay, I'll do this, that, and the other thing. He said to other people, I'll give you shares in my company in return for you doing certain things. He got TV Guide to agree to advertise it for nothing in return for giving the naming rights. You can start companies with very little money.
Yeah, yeah. There can be a shortage of money, but never let there be a shortage of creativity.
Oh, hey, that...
How's that?
Said that.
that's what it's about, right? I mean, that's what it's about. By the way, I'm speaking with Len Green. His last name is spelled G-R-E-E-N. Leonard C. Green. And his book is The Entrepreneur's Playbook. And if you haven't already Googled his name or searched Amazon or some other source to get his book, if you're an entrepreneur, startup, or you're growing, you've got to buy this book. Okay, so we talked about money a little bit. This could go on for a long time. This is where I had a struggle to narrow things down, Len, to say, okay, what should we talk about? But, okay, so let's go into the idea, and you addressed this, of failure. So the statistics, I don't know what they are. A lot of people start and don't succeed. Talk to me about that. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. And again, I'd almost put this number one. I know of so many people who were one step away from success that they gave up. And they gave up because, you know, they were afraid, this fear of failure, this fear of the fact that, oh, I had some people invest with me, and I got to tell them that I failed. So let's fail now before it gets to be a big failure. But yeah. I got to tell you, there's no such thing as failure. No such thing as failure as long as you learn from your mistakes and you overcome this idea of fear of failure. You take that next step. You continue to differentiate yourself from other companies. Yeah. You know, somebody once said to me, if you don't break the eggs, you don't have an omelet kind of thing. But I have failed in the sense of that I've taken companies and closed them down. And then I step back and say, okay, what happened that made this so? Yeah. And we had a great drink company after Sobe sold. Okay, we knew the beverage business. We were successes. Let's take a company and let's start to go against Red Bull. So we had all the distributors. We had the knowledge. We had the money. We had everything going for us. We came out with a mercury drink that was twice as much caffeine as Red Bull. Could not miss from all college professors' standpoints and lessons. And you know what? Red Bull turned around and did a 3-for-1 special.
Barrager, huh?
And they were selling for less than we were. Boom, we failed. But you know, you step back and say, okay, all right, let's close it up, that one, and let's concentrate on Blue Buffalo. So we did.
Yeah, these lessons are all in the book. I'm Marty Wolf. Stay here for more with Len Green.
My name is Peter Himmelman, Grammy and Emmy-nominated musician, author, and chief dream enabler of Big News. I'm proud to underwrite this episode of the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Discover why companies like Adobe, 3M, McDonald's, and Gap have brought in Big News' rock and roll-fueled seminars to get inspired, to get insight, and to get activated. Write to me today at peter@bignews.com.
I'm going to go against the grain a little bit here. I don't know if I am or not, but I want your thoughts on this because I'm a little worried about something. Since I proudly say an entrepreneur, I've had 4 different businesses and I've had my failures and ups and downs and stuff like that. But you read the press, all the talking heads read and say, you know, fail fast, fail often. I'm almost worried that people think that that's a badge of honor to keep failing. It's oh. You don't want to fail, Len, do you?
No, you don't. And again, let's go back to your example or my example. Okay, when we failed, okay, we stepped back and said, okay, could we, in 50-50 hindsight, done something different or was it against it? But again, let's learn from it and let's look so that when I said we failed with the mercury drink, but then when we came out with the Blue Buffalo, we said, what would happen if somebody reduces their price? Are we so price sensitive? Uh-huh. So when we came out with Blue Buffalo at $3.50, we weren't price sensitive anymore. We were going against $1.50 cans.
Yeah.
So therefore, it was up to us to prove the value to the buyer that treat your animals like family. Here's a comparison. Compare our ingredients to your ingredients. So we did not get into this price war thing. We priced ourselves as the most quality product kind of thing. That's learning your lesson. And now Blue Buffalo is the fifth largest in the world.
Okay.
But directly, Marty, that's a direct result of getting hammered on price.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm in your class. You're teaching me that.
Yeah.
My question is going to be, okay, how did you do that? Okay, it sounds good on paper. Sounds like something I'd learn at Babson. How did you do that? Don't give me all the secret sauce, but give me some hints on what you did.
Number one, find a niche in the marketplace that's already there, which I've discussed with you before. So there's shelf space for a premium product. Make the buyer, okay, PetSmart, Petco, okay, want to take your product because they're going to be making more money on it, okay? Promote your product so that they don't have to promote it, so you can get people to come into the store.
Yeah.
Have somebody at the store, okay, so when you walk in the door, they say, here are samples of our product, and what product do you have, and here's a computer, and here's what your ingredients are, and here's what our ingredients are, okay? To say to them, look, we'd like to give you a picture of your animal. So can you send me a picture, and we'll make a card of your animal so you can carry around pictures of your animal. Here's a website that's interactive, blah, 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 blah,
wow,
blah.
Wow, that's great, Len. I love that. Creativity, man, creativity. Yeah, yeah.
That must be what they teach you at Babson, right?
That must be what they teach you at Babson. You know, I got it. That's fantastic. That really
Think
is great.
Outside the box, Mark.
Outside
do
of the box.
That other people don't do.
Yeah, okay. So let's see here. You talk about, I guess this came from Warren Buffett, but I love this thought process. And with the products you're talking about and other experiences you have, something called unbreachable moats. Unbreachable moats. What do you mean? What is that? Describe it.
Again, the easiest way to beat somebody is to go directly at them. What happens is you build up barriers to entry.
Mm.
Okay? And the first to market sometimes is one of the greatest barriers to entry, because you're already there and stores are saying, wait a second, I already got a product like this before. You know, if I'm PetSmart and Petco, I already have two premium products and they're both selling. What do I need a third for? Okay, and I'm getting a nice gross profit on this thing. Yeah. Why should I give more space to somebody new? Whereas if I was a low-priced one, there's already 50 or 60 low price ones in there. You're battling for space. There's no moats. There's no reason why. Okay. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the same thing in the Sobey. There's a section for, at that time, okay, destination drinks. There's only going to be so many of them. If you get in there and it's selling, why would they replace you with somebody that they don't know?
The moat around your product. That's the visual. You know, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm going to keep saying this book because I want you to buy this book. The Entrepreneur's Playbook, more than 100 proven strategies, tips, and techniques to build a radically successful business. Leonard C. Green is my guest. And this is a no BS book. This is a how-to at any level in your entrepreneurial journey. Even if you think you're quote-unquote successful, trust me, read this book. And let's talk about some interactivity you have going on with this book. Glenn, talk to me about that.
Well, again, when I started to write it, it's kind of funny, Marty. The people at Babson, the faculty, were saying I'm the only teacher up there who wasn't using a book, et cetera, kind of thing. And they kind of held that against me. And I said, well, there's too many books out there that are just theory books, okay, by people who have never run a real business, or they're entrepreneur books for dummies, which is awful, or their particular story about a particular person, which is great to read about, but you can't duplicate it. So I wanted to do a book, okay, that duplicated what I did in class, which is just all interactive case studies. Yeah. And I wanted the reader to be a virtual student of mine. So I actually put in there exercises. And if the reader will actually take the time after reading the examples and actually take this exercise, they can send it in to me and I will actually grade it for them to give us some insight as to what they're doing and not doing. And I think that's a valuable lesson for them. So there's no theories, there's no formulas in here. And then I thought it was fascinating some of the feedback I'm getting from executives, because I have a section in there where I interview executives as to how they handle things, what their management style is. Yeah. And a lot of entrepreneur executives are writing me saying, that's the most valuable thing for me to see what they're doing, because I don't do that kind of thing. I have an open door policy, but nobody comes in there. And the entrepreneurs in the book say, don't sit in your office. Nobody comes into your office with a problem. They come in with real problems, but no simple problems. Yeah. Get off your ass and walk around and see people. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Doug Conant, I think his name is Doug Conant, former CEO at Campbell, wrote a great book.
Yes.
I think it's called Touch Points. I think that's what
Touch
it is.
Points. Yes.
And that was a great book, and he really addressed that head, and that's a few years old, but I love that book. And so that's what you're saying, right? Get out there, talk to people, mingle, if you will. Chat with folks.
That's what really, really happens in the real world kind of thing. If the executive can get out there and ask for advice. I mean, not only have an open door policy, I really believe in this empowerment thing. Yeah. I mean, I really do that you can get such great ideas from the people who are working for you because they're on the firing line. They really know what's going on.
Yeah, they really do. Yes. You know, we're actually kind of running out of time. I need to wrap up. But there's something, principle number 17 in your book, principle number 17. I don't think this is talked about enough, so that's why I'm bringing it up. So hopefully you're okay with it. But principle number 17 says, give back. Talk to me about that. What do you mean?
I really believe that it really pays to give back and to be honest, okay, and above, okay. Some people believe in tithes. I do, okay. Blue Buffalo dog food, cat food, okay, because it was started by a partner whose dog died of cancer. We give 10% of our profits back to the cancer research, okay, because I think it's important to do. There's another great example in here. And again, many, many years ago, my dad, I worked for him, okay? And there was a payment came in from AMP for, at that time, $35,000, which is hundreds of thousands now. And a week later, another check came in for $35,000. And I said to Dad, AMP is very big. They won't. And he said to me, my name is very, very important, and you give back, and you don't do things dishonest and what have you. And so he sent the 35 back. We had a product recall possibility at Blue Buffalo. No dogs had died. And the answer was, you know what? We're pulling this thing off the shelf now because it's the right thing to do. And PetSmart turned around and doubled our space. I mean, those are just you do it for the right reasons. But I have actual examples of people doing it, and the Lord's been very good to me. So
And I believe strongly in that. That's why I brought it up. And personally and professionally, the idea of tithing, the idea of giving back, I love to see that in your book. You have done an incredible job, a great service for entrepreneurs anywhere in the world. It's been great. Again, my guest has been Leonard C. Green. His book is The Entrepreneur's Playbook. Anything I missed in the last minute or so?
Yeah, you missed the fact that you're doing a great service yourself. The thing that I find over and over again when I do lectures and things is entrepreneurs say to me, I don't have anybody I really can talk to. The banker has one point of view. My accountant gives me numbers sometimes. My lawyer wants to make sure I don't get sued. But who do I talk to that I really can learn from? That? If I had all the time in the world like you, I could read every good book out there and I'd be very, very smart. But this show really is worthwhile. And I get a lot of calls about people who want to talk to me. But I went ahead and I Googled you. And I really think this does do a service to your people.
Well, okay? God bless you. Thank you so much. Again, Leonard Green, The Entrepreneur's Playbook. You've got to get the book. Leonard, is there any place like a website beyond the book that we want people to connect to you? I know you have interactivity. Do you want to mention a website or something like that?
TheEntrepreneursPlaybook.org would do it.
Great.
Okay.
Great. EntrepreneursPlayBook.org. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Leonard Green, thank you so much. You have been listening to the Business Builder Show. I'm your host, Marty Wolf. And again, you can hear us and a lot of other great shows on C-Suite Radio. So on behalf of myself, Marty Wolf, and my executive producer, Mr. D.C. Taylor, thank you so much for listening to the Business Builder Show. Enjoy your week.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Marty Wolf here. Do you have products you want to sell online? If you aren't selling on Amazon, eBay, Walmart, and your own website, you're not just losing out on revenue, you're falling behind. Channel Ape's young, hungry, driven team can manage your entire operation, product catalog, inventory, orders, and multi-channel expansion. Visit Channel Ape, and that's APE, channelape.com today for a free demo.